99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand, DJX.
Feel Goods, we do this every single day here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly K, what do you got?
So when John Kenny of Massachusetts got to 72-year-old Gloria Scott's house to fix a broken ceiling light back in August, he kind of realized, man, that is just one very small in a long list of problems around her house.
Last month, 72-year-old Gloria Scott called John to fix a ceiling light. But he soon discovered that broken light was the least of her problem.
I love Steve Hartman from CBS. He's so good.
Yeah, he Gloria's says it way better than I do.
Gloria's house was in total disrepair.
No lights, no running water. Yeah, I think I seen it on a Friday, and it stuck with me over the weekend. I said, I got to go back there, you know.
So John returned and started working for free.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He actually, a few days later, went back. He created a Facebook page called Nice Old Lady Needs Help to raise money for the project and encouraged like other tradesmen to kind of join him on the mission. So once word got out, became this massive community effort to renovate her entire house. So as of like last week, the Facebook page had raised $92,974 of its $100,000 goal.
Wow.
And they're sharing updates on the ongoing renovations. Just so cool. And, you know, CBS News profiled it. So it's just a really cool, really big act of kindness that ballooned out of control.
Yeah, they're basically doing an extreme home makeover.
Pretty much. Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good every single hour here throughout the morning on 90.com.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Will you walk us through what you wrote us on Facebook?
Sure, I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
So I have this really good friend, and last year I was hooking up with her brother.
Wow.
I know.
But I ended it
after a few months because I kind of felt weird about it. You
sure.
know? It was a little strange. But then things got different during COVID and he came back into my life.
Oh.
And now it's a little more serious.
Okay.
So anyway, one day I brought him lunch to work. And he happened to post pictures on social media.
Right.
So, well, his sister comments, "Where's my lunch?" in capital letters.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So now I know she's mad that I'm dating her brother.
Oh.
Like, I guess she feels like her worlds are colliding.
Oh, like the whole friend and like,
brother, yeah, brother.
Yeah, right.
So I reached out to you for some advice on what to do, because she is my best friend, you know, and I don't want her to be mad at me, because now I'm dating her brother officially. So what should I do?
So she's feeling like she's going to lose you to her brother.
Oh, geez. Well, I want to lose her. She's my best friend. I've known her so long.
You need to be able to divide your time, I guess.
Maybe set a chart.
Well, I think I can do that. Maybe I should just have a talk with her.
Well, we are getting some text messages, 502-571-9970. Okay. So if you hang out for just a sec, maybe they can help steer you in a direction on how to approach that with your friend and or your boyfriend.
That's awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. You know, that is a weird predicament when two worlds collide, your friends and then all of a sudden siblings. It's almost like, and this is a weird analogy, but I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Kelly, where you have had different groups of friends collide in one area, and then you have to kind of explain to each group of friends why you're friends with the other group of friends.
I haven't been in that situation. I have tried to date one of my best friend's brothers.
So you literally
try to do that.
You literally have experience with this whole matter. Yes. How'd that all go? Maybe you can help her.
I tried so hard. I threw my A game out there. He was hot. We had like 2-hour makeout sesh.
Aww.
And then found out he's gay. So that didn't work out.
You tried.
I tried very hard because we wanted to be sisters.
Oh,
that was the whole goal.
Oh, my God.
Like we were like, this would be so great.
So she was all like, hey, date my brother, and then
yes!
we can be sisters.
And I said, okay, I will do my best.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess you didn't see the curveball that was thrown.
Did not see that. Not at all.
All right. If you want to chime in, you can.
Elizabeth on Facebook said, shouldn't be a big deal. Most sisters would be happy that their best friend's dating their brother. It's like you could possibly gain a sister. Like I was saying.
Right.
There's reason behind her not wanting her friend to date her brother. Friends tend to know what the other is like with men. Ooh, so maybe she's thinking she's going to break her brother's heart.
Oh, okay. I was like, what does that mean?
No, she's trying to protect her brother's heart from being broken.
Gotcha. So maybe our listener has had some sketch relationships with guys in the past.
Maybe.
And the sister.
Maybe she's a man eater.
And the sister knows that and is like, I don't want you to hurt my brother.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay.
But then that's hard to tell your best friend, like, hey, I don't think you respect dudes and you treat dads, so I don't want you to, like, how do you have that conversation?
That is kind of an awkward conversation to have. All right. So I think really it comes down to you just got to talk. You got to talk to the person.
Yep. You're going to have to get on and say, listen, what's your biggest problem with this?
Yeah. Rip the Band-Aid off. There you go. I don't know if we helped.
Did we fix it? I feel like we helped.
I think we did. Yeah. 100%. Take our advice. And then... And I'll,
let us know how that works out.
Lynn Kelly Show.
So Facebook Marketplace is pretty amazing. One of our listeners clued us into one particular thing that was being sold on the marketplace out of Memphis, Indiana by Kelly. Not you.
Okay. I know that because, well, I don't live in Memphis, Indiana.
Okay. So Kelly is looking for someone to pay $250 or best offer.
Okay.
For a stripper pole for a Reese hitch.
I'm confused.
Yeah. So this is a tow behind on a tractor.
Uh-huh.
A pole. It says stripper pole and platform that slips into the Reese hitch of your truck. Also converts with personal air ride lap dance chair to pull behind lawn tractor or other device.
Is this like a portable stripper pole?
That's exactly what that is.
Like, this is like, hey, if you want to take your stripper pole to the campground.
Right.
This is your thing.
Yeah. So,
because one of the pictures shows like a bunch of campers, RVs behind it.
Right. 100%.
Okay.
And it's a pole that you could pull behind a tractor or other sort of truck. And then there is a chair.
There's a chair right
there's
there.
There's a throne, if you will.
For the lap dance portion. After she does some twirly twirly on the pole. Is that like a flamingo at the top of the pole?
That is 100% of
it. It looks like a flamingo.
So again, we don't
a pink flamingo on top of the stripper pole.
That's we don't highlight
on the trailer hitch.
People trying to sell things a lot on the show because again, we have advertisers that pay good money to do that here on 99.7 DJX. But when I saw that Kelly was just looking to unload a stripper pole that you could pull from a tractor that had a chair attached to it for $250 or best offer, I was like, hey. Let's see if we can get that thing sold.
I'm not judging. I mean, that was quite a setup. That's kind of genius. Like, I've never heard of this concept before, but maybe that might make the campground a little bit more lively.
One of the things that we like to do is we like to discover new things because, again, Kelly, we're opening your eyes to an avenue.
This is a new thing.
Or a thing that you've never seen.
Is this a DIY hack that we just never heard of
maybe
before?
Maybe we stumbled
is
upon.
Is she a trendsetter?
A DIY hack of a stripper pole that is being pulled by a tractor that is for sale in Memphis, Indiana for $250.
I got to be honest, it looks like a comfy chair.
It does.
Yeah. So does the tractor driver just kind of like hang out?
Well, tractor driver's got a job to do.
The pole along while the dance is happening, or is that just to kind of transport it from spot to spot?
That's a great question, Kelly. And I think the
because that's a danger factor there if she's twirling while the thing's in motion.
Yep, any possibility is up for grabs there. So
spectacle to behold.
I've shared the photo on our Facebook, if you'd like to take a look at it.
Oh, we're getting this thing sold today.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
100%. We're going to help her out. You think she's going to get the $250?
That's what
or you
we
think
do.
She's going to have to let it go at a lower price?
Well, here's the thing. You know, she asked $250. Maybe she's only wanting $200 for it, but she says her best offer. So she's like, all right, I'm going to list it for $250. I'll accept $200 for it. But
we're invested. Know. We're going to keep watching this thing until it's marked as sold.
Yeah, hopefully it is marked as
sold. DJX.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And in honor of new Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper. Rapper. Easy for me to say. In honor of Chance the Rapper, Justin Bieber, Holy out today. We are going to be premiering it after 10 o'clock every hour. So make sure you listen here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
This is such a cool story. I love it when you hear these things about regulars at restaurants. So this couple from New Jersey, they always go to the Empire Diner in Brooklawn.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised their favorite server with a car.
A car?
Yeah.
Dang.
This is a big deal. So Lisa and Jason, they decided to give their 2006 Nissan Altima to Lisa Mullett as a tip for their Sunday meal last week.
Wow.
Yeah, so Lisa, the waitress, said instead of them saying they want a raspberry iced tea, they had to copy the keys and the title and said, this is for you.
Hang on a second. What percentage of tip would that be?
I don't know.
I mean, if they've got kind of a crap car, maybe that's not even 20%.
Well, it's a 2006. I don't know what the blue book value is on it. I'd have to look it up.
I mean, they could have eaten a lot, and then they give her a car, and she's like, great, that's not even 10% of your
Listen,
bill.
We're in a feel-good lane right now.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Lisa has been waiting on them for about 2 years. She broke down into tears. And so Lisa and Jason, the couple, they had recently bought new cars and said that they remembered Lisa, the waitress, telling them about her recent car troubles. They wanted to do something nice for her. She had recently just returned to work after she had been laid off for months because of the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. Feel good.
And this is near to dear to my heart because my parents are regulars at a restaurant. They like know the entire staff. Like this is totally something they would do if they had like, you know, a spare car.
Oh, okay. Totally something they would do. Totally.
Right.
Totally. All right. There you go. Feel good. We do these every hour throughout the morning here on 99.joe.com. Weekly, we provide our show as a forum for you to let your secret loose. Maybe it is something that you have an issue with. Maybe you just want to get it off your chest, make you feel better about, you know, where you are, right?
Yeah, maybe you'll need a little assistance.
So you come to us. So you want to remain anonymous. That's fine. Go ahead with your secret.
Okay. So, I wanted to reach out to you guys because I feel like, Ben, you can relate to this. I'm a sweater. I sweat a lot.
Out the gate, I love it.
I was
going
to say, you single me out. All right, go ahead, continue. Yeah.
And so I've been hiding this thing that I do every day for a couple of years now that's kind of like a hack for my sweating problem. And it's worked, except now I've started dating this guy. And I'm kind of freaked out of like what he might think of this.
So your secret isn't that you sweat, because everybody sweats, right?
It's, right.
Okay.
So, but you know, at the same time, everybody sweats, but I sweat to an extreme that it's like I get pit stains. It's gross. So I want to hide that too from the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing. What I've been doing that's worked so far is I actually tuck cotton socks in my sleeve, like across my armpit every day. And that works. That is the most absorbent thing. And I just, you know, I just don't wear anything sleeveless.
So you wear socks under your arms?
Yep. Cotton ones. They breathe. So, and that works. That will avoid displaying my problem in like pit stains.
So do you, no deodorant or antiperspirant works for you?
No. I mean, I've tried them all. Like, if I could get one of those to work, I would, of course, use it, but it doesn't, so.
So now you're freaked out that things are going to get to maybe second base, and and he's going to discover not a padded bra, but a padded underarm.
Right, exactly. I'm like, I haven't needed anybody, like, or I haven't had anybody, you know, I haven't been put in like an intimate situation like that, and I don't really know what to do. I mean, like, you know, I mean I know that there are some kind of medical interventions to solve it, like Botox, but
yeah, that I was thinking that
kind, yeah, I don't have that kind of money, so this has been like kind of my hack to solve the problem. And now that I have somebody in that area, I don't really know what to do.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
It is a DIY. It's kind of a genius life hack. It is. Honestly.
I appreciate you coming to us with this secret.
Because, I mean, you know, with the baby powder index.
I was going to say, I have, I do sweat a lot. In a tasteful way, I'd like to think.
Sure, but you know, he handles it with extra pats in the special areas with the baby powder. And have you tried the baby powder?
I've tried it all.
Okay.
If it's at the drugstore, I've tried it.
All right.
All right, that's great.
Bless your heart.
Well, I appreciate, again, you coming to us for that. We're getting several text messages already, so 502-571-9970, but I appreciate you opening up to us on this family secret.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Adam says, man, I'm just getting the sweats just listening to this.
Yeah.
Some other people are saying it sounds like hormones. You could probably get pills for that.
Angie says there's a cream for excessive sweating. Tanya says there's a pill she can take.
I like just several guys have been texting and saying, you know what? Most guys aren't even going to care.
Yeah. Chris is like, you know, if he really is into you, he's not going to care about that.
Go ahead.
For starters, no guy's going to care. And secondly, if it's that serious of a problem, insurance will cover it. And I know there's deductibles and things like that, but Botox works.
Okay. Randy texted in and said, I think it's awesome. If you can't appreciate your ingenuity, then boot them.
Wow.
Bruce said, are these armpit-specific socks, or could she have worn them the week before? I just feel like we need to know that.
Okay. I don't think they make armpit socks.
Well, but I think he's saying, are these socks in your drawer that you're only using for your arms, or are you also
feel like that was the situation.
Using them for your feet.
Yeah, Amanda said there is something called Certain Dry you need to use. It's at Walmart, and the deodorant you need to use with it is called Aired Spray.
Megan posted on Facebook, just use a panty liner. And do you really want to date a vain guy if he's worried if you sweat or not? They also sell prescription strength deodorant. And actually, a lot of people were like, hey, go to your doctor. They'll prescribe you prescription deodorant. That will help.
And there are things that insurance will cover if she's worried about the money.
All right. Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, look at, we're practically doctors.
We are. I mean, that half a semester of pre-med really is now coming in coming in handy here.
A lot of medical experts in the field.
Right, for sure. If you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Twitter, or
Ben Kelly Show.
That sound is the sound of Kelly and I getting ready to sling our best dad jokes back and forth with another epic round of You Laugh,
You Lose. That's pretty funny.
Thank you. All right, so Kelly, I am on a one-game winning streak, so that means you go first. It is the game where whoever laughs first loses. Are you ready?
Show the trophy. Show the trophy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is mine. This is mine. It's going
to
stay mine.
You have to gloat.
That's right.
One last time. Okay. Don't get used to it.
Got to get all those last laughs out, right? Right?
I'm taking her back.
Okay, here we go. You laugh, you lose. Kelly Kay.
Okay. Why did the bank robbers call their travel agent?
Why?
To plan a getaway.
Oh, like a vacation.
Uh-huh. And to get away from the robbery.
What do you call a poor Nicolas Cage?
What do you call a poor Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Good one.
Thanks.
Okay. Why did the banker quit her job?
Why?
She just lost interest.
Banker jokes early. Out the gate.
It's two.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
I'm hoping we have more.
No, that's the end of the series, I think.
You know, I just got a USB toaster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it works great, but the pop-up notifications are really annoying.
Yeah.
Pop up like toast.
Yeah.
Toast pops up.
I get that.
Thanks.
Hey, what did Cinderella say when her photos were late?
What?
Someday my prince will come.
Prince.
Yes.
And prince. Got it.
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah.
Kelly saw a truck filled with donkeys going pretty fast.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really hauling ass.
Solid. But,
thanks.
Solid.
Thank you. You laugh, you lose.
Why did the Tupperware lady escape from jail?
Why?
They couldn't contain her.
Oh, yeah. Tupperware. Actually, they could contain her. Tupperware, right?
They could.
I mean, if we're being... Kelly, I ran over 5 miles yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, what are the odds they're all named Miles? Crazy.
Ouch. Hey, why did the pirate get kicked off the diving team?
Why?
All she did was cannonballs.
Okay. Okay. Solid. Solid. It's you laugh, you lose. A woman suddenly in labor shouts, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, didn't, can't. The doctor says, don't worry. Those are just contractions.
Wow. That's grammar jokes. And birth combined.
Yeah. Marriage.
What a beautiful marriage.
Thank you.
Hey, why do fish live in salt water?
Why?
Because pepper makes them sneeze. Duh.
Oh, salt and pepper joke. Really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Condiment jokes.
Ready for another fish joke?
Yeah.
All right. If you want to make easy money, right, Kelly?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just take photographs of salmon dressed in human clothes.
Okay.
It's like shooting fish in apparel.
Okay. I liked mine better.
Fish jokes.
You know what happens after you eat way too much alphabet soup?
What?
You end up having a massive vowel movement.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's good. It's a poop joke, too. I like those. I like those. Yep. Kelly, I want to tell you a joke about a girl who only eats plants.
Okay.
But you've probably never heard of her before.
Herbivore. Got it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Play on words again.
Thanks.
I picture me being a dude delivering this one.
Okay.
I saw my wife slightly drunk yelling at the TV, "Don't go in there! Don't go in that church, you moron!" She was watching our wedding video again. Yeah!
That was good. That was good.
Da, 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 da.
All right.
Give me my derby, let me see.
There it is. There it is. Welcome. Congratulations. Another trophy goes to you, Kelly.
Don't you go in that church, you moron. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I get it. I get it. I was laughing more out of pity, and it was just stupid. You know, it was just a stupid joke, and sometimes
I'll take
it just
your pity. It gives me the trophy. It's all right, good.
There you go. You laugh, you lose here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, again, looking for the super special superstar student, and we're going to spotlight them with a new Chromebook. Every single week we do this here on 99.7 DJX. So you can see all the nominees from the elementary, middle, high school, or college up at WDJX.com. Click win, or you can even nominate yourself. That's kind of cool. And then perhaps, maybe, you even could win a new Chromebook here from 99.7 DJX. All right, let's do feel goods. Every single hour, Kelly Kay.
So you've seen at the airport before duty-free shoppers?
Yes.
You know the shops in there? Well, Chuck Feeney made billions creating that with his partner Robert Miller in 1960.
Wow, okay.
And so now Chuck is 89 years old, and he had promised to give away all of his money to charitable causes. And he did that.
Okay.
Do you want to hear how much he gave away?
Oh, gosh. Do I?
$8 billion.
Holy cow.
He gave away $8 billion to charities, universities, and foundations through his charitable organization. Now, listen. He didn't, like, give it all away. He kept $2 million for him and his wife's retirement.
Oh, all right.
Which we'll allow.
Hang on a second.
We'll allow that?
He's retiring.
He gets $8 billion, gets to keep $2 million.
He's retiring at 89?
Yes.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty amazing. That's a feel. I would call that a feel good. Wouldn't you call that a feel good?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Making it rain $8 billion, baby!
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning here on 99show.com. At Ben and Kelly Show. If you want to get us on Facebook, sometimes you see drama on Facebook. You screenshot it. You send it to us. All Kelly and I do is bring it to life. We act out the different commenters, the different people who are posting on the thread.
Now, I'm not going to lie. This scenario has a paranormal aspect to it.
Oh.
Okay. So Ben's doing some heavy lifting on this one. He's playing Pam, who starts the whole thing off. He also plays Jim and Dan. I'm going to play Shelby. We'll just say that Pam's got a problem with a ghost.
Oh!
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Hey!
So I've posted here before needing advice about a friend who is prioritizing her friendship with a ghost over her friendship with me.
Wow. Okay, so that's where we're starting.
What?
Prioritizing ghosts over reality.
People laughed, which I thought was pretty rude because ghosts are real.
Yeah.
Now, she's calling the ghost her best friend and even joking about the ghost being her maid of honor. Should I be upset? She was my friend first.
Okay. All right. So,
should we switch up the music?
Yeah, I was going to say, did we change from like the dueling banjos, which we normally do, to kind of an X-Files?
I think this is a different realm now.
Okay.
Okay.
Facebook Fight Theater has gone into a different realm. Okay. Continuing.
Not really sure where to start on this one.
Yeah, is the ghost a girl or boy ghost?
All right, solid questions there.
Okay.
Girl ghost, and I'm pretty sure she's sleeping with my friend's boyfriend.
Okay, wow.
What? Not,
this is getting into a completely different realm altogether.
How do you know it's sleeping with her boyfriend?
All right, valid question.
That's what I was about to ask.
Well, he looks really guilty whenever the ghost is around.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And you want some guidance on this, Pam?
Yes. Like, should I tell her straight up that the ghost is a bitch?
I mean, do you? How do you approach that with your friend?
I don't know.
Well, will that make the ghost angry? I mean, angry ghosts aren't the best ghosts, at least in the movies. You're right, Dan. Maybe I can try and freeze the ghost out of our friend group.
I just feel the ghosts probably aren't going to respect traditional social boundaries.
I mean, that's a valid, that is a valid statement right there. Ghost isn't going to care what you do.
Well, maybe I should prove that I'm a better maid of honor by throwing a surprise bridal shower where the ghost isn't invited.
Okay.
Yeah, about that, not being invited is probably not a deal breaker for a ghost.
This is all very true.
Pam, I hope you find some help for your problem, but this page is for people who have recently suffered the loss of a pet.
Okay, oh, hang on a second.
Oh, wow, what happened?
So wait, is she posting about a ghost relationship on a pet loss Facebook page?
Oh my gosh.
So... unless we're talking about a ghost of a dog or a cat, which would make your thoughts about your friend's boyfriend criminal, I'm afraid we're going to have to jump off here.
Don't say jump off. It reminds me of what happened to my kitty.
Oh, so sorry, Shelby.
Oh,
my gosh. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
What a wild ride that was.
Completely. That is so weird. All of it's so weird.
Twists and turns and ghosts. That was Facebook Fight Theater on 99.7 DJX.
And Kelly Show.
We are an educational show. We try to teach people things on a daily basis, right?
Might use that term in quotes.
So when we see the story out of Colorado, thousands of tarantulas migrating to mate, obviously we're going to think, okay, this is something amazing.
That's like a stampede for love, is it not? Wow.
Could you imagine seeing that?
No, sir.
Thousands of tarantulas coming your way?
Stuffing my
to
nightmares.
To mate with you?
That's when La Junta's star attraction props into view.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when the tarantulas come out.
These are mostly Oklahoma brown.
Tarantulas.
Oh.
Whoa. Jumped a little.
Nope.
Jumped a little.
They live in the remote and undeveloped Comanche National Grasslands.
All right, well, they can stay there.
Good to know.
Yeah.
By the thousands.
There are thousands moving, but you're not going to see thousands at one time.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good.
Most of the year, the huge spiders live within inches of their burrows.
Yeah. Except
when the weather cools down in the fall, though, that's when they migrate to mate.
Okay, when the weather cools down, they're like, let's see what's going on over here.
How you doing?
When they're moving, then they just march across the road. On a good day, you might see dozens, and you're dodging. In fact, cars, you can see them swerving to dodge the tarantulas.
No, sir. Are they swerving to dodge the tarantulas, swerving over the tarantulas?
I'd take a couple out. Sorry. Yeah.
And if you want to stop for a closer look, it's one of the only wildlife you're encouraged to get up close and personal with.
Hang on.
Why?
They're trying to mate, so you're going to pull over on the side of the road and say, hey, buddy, what you doing?
Where you can hand these to kids, and if you don't squeeze it, I think it's not going to bite you.
Okay. I'm sorry. He sounds like an expert. If you don't squeeze it, I don't think it's going to bite you. I don't think. What's going on? What's happening?
All I know is that if you're pulling off the road to handle these tarantulas that are going to mate, are you just ruining their game?
Absolutely. It's a block.
Like, are you... Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, are you blocking them?
I think you are.
Are you...
You're blocking the game.
Are you a wingman that's not doing his job?
I feel as though you're the friend that had too much drink.
You know,
you're ruining everything.
And the female tarantula is like, hey, who's your friend? and you're like, don't... And the tarantula is like, yeah, don't mind. Don't mind him.
I don't really know him.
I don't really know him. First time I've ever seen him. So, listen, what are you doing tonight?
As soon as he puts me down, I'm coming back over there.
Hey, will you Google real quick tarantula mating?
I don't think I...
I don't know if there's any audio that's actually going to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
That,
I don't know if I've ever heard a tarantula make any sort of sound.
Well, no. I mean, they jump at your face, but they're not going to...
Tarantula mating success. Okay. Should we do tarantula mating success? I mean, we don't want to see unsuccessful. Oh, wow. This one's called sexy time.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's see how many views. Oh, it's got 230,000 views.
All right, so it's probably legit, right?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Okay, so...
Oh, they are setting the mood for that. I don't know. I'm going to have to investigate this a little bit more, but he's got a lot of cameras to try to capture a lot of angles.
Is that in Colorado, you can do this. Check out tarantulas who are migrating for love.
This next one's called Fatal Sexy Time.
Okay. Uh-oh. That sounds fun, too.
Oh, that's Endgame.
99.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.